And now, John, we have reached the part of our ceremony that you've all been waiting for, and I know you've all been waiting for it. I know you've been waiting.
And we mean it.
I know you've been waiting for this, John, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
It's only taken 48 hours. The nominees for the Best TV Show DVD in the Classic category for 2005 are Twilight Zone, the Definitive Edition.
Bozo Meets the Sludge Pot Monster, Volume 2.
I think I gave you the wrong script.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, here it is. Okay, this is the right page.
Hogan's Heroes, Season 2.
And the winner of the Best TV Show DVD in the Classic category for 2005 is... Twilight Zone, the Definitive Edition, produced by Image Entertainment.
Idiots! Is this some kind of a joke?
Until the mystery is unraveled, only one thing is certain. Bunny Blake is dead.
I am not actually a resident of this world. I'm from another planet.
I knew it, I knew it.
Are we going to live in the East? Are we going to live in the West? Are we going to live in this country?
Mr. Chambers, don't get on that ship! Rest of the book, To Serve Men, it's a cookbook! Didn't you hear me knocking?
I never let trouble in the door if I can help it.
You're going to a play tonight?
What theater? What play?
Well, Ford's Theater, of course.
I can't hear any. I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
I'm only a pool player, but I'm the best.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's romantic story on the Twilight Zone. At the same time, we want you to realize that it was, of course, purely fictional. In real life, such ridiculous nonsense could never...
Rod! You shouldn't. I mean, you shouldn't say such things as nonsense and ridiculous.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Will the show end now? Will the show end 5 minutes from now? Will the show end 15 minutes from now? When will it end?
That's your best Serling impersonation?
Actually, no. I was just thinking.
John, give us your final word on the opus that is The Twilight Zone, the Definitive Edition DVD set produced by Image Entertainment.
Well, I know that we've done nothing. It might seem we've done nothing but tout this release, but when you do it right... All the way down the line, every way, shape, and form as far as the content and the menus and the extras, and even the season one had a small copy of the Twilight Zone Companion, at least in the early releases. As you know, later releases, they didn't have the booklet. But, I mean, just the mastering alone, it is so phenomenal and so overwhelming to see such a crystal clear picture of something that we might remember as a little fuzzy or out of focus or... edited or chopped or liney or splicey or whatever you want to say, it just takes you into a whole new region and a whole new existence of reality because, as you know, I've always said black and white takes you out of the reality of color.
It does.
And when it's this clear and sharp, it's just a delight to behold. That's all I can say about that.
I would have to say that, to say the least, Image Entertainment went above and beyond the call of duty. That the release is simply staggering, that there's nothing to compare it to in terms of previous DVD releases. Nothing even comes close. Because when you go so far, it's one thing just to have the transfers from the original camera negatives. That's one thing. That's an amazing, extraordinary thing in and of itself. But to go to the lengths, to have isolated musical tracks for the vast majority of the episodes, vast majority.
And we're talking amazing composers here, too.
Right, we're talking
Bernard Herrmann.
Jerry Goldsmith, Van Cleve, extraordinary composers.
Yes.
Jeff Alexander, actually, who's a great composer. Not many people are familiar with him, but he did the wonderful music for The Trouble with Templeton, which is just a beautiful score, which is a story very reminiscent of their tearing down Tim Riley's bar, which is a Night Gallery episode.
And Jerry Goldsmith did the score for The Invaders, if you remember that episode, which is amazing.
Your knowledge is amazing.
Just, it is.
Just,
it is.
You just had a steel trap memory.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It is. April in Paris was done by...
But they went even beyond that.
Yes.
When they have original commercials, original bumpers, original CBS bumpers, the original promos that Rod Serling did for next week's episode.
And one of my very favorites, a Twilight Zone parody skit introduced by Rod Serling as part of the Gary Moore Show.
That's correct. That's
which
correct.
Happened to be on CBS at the time. Mm-hmm. And Rod Serling, which shows you the charm of early television, Rod Serling happened to drop by the set to see how the skit was being performed, and Gary Moore said, would you mind doing the opening?
Right, right.
And
right.
Rod Serling himself did the opening. It was just wonderful.
Not to mention the Jack Benny Show. That's included as an extra?
Parts of it are included.
Parts of it are included.
We had a little bit of a problem with that because we wanted to see it there extant, but they did cut it down.
Well,
another thing, seeing that Jack Benny footage and seeing Rod Serling out of his introductory outside of being merely the person who introduces the episode and sets it up for you and so forth, plays a very comical, very delightful, completely out of his usual type of what am I trying to say?
Persona.
Yeah, yeah. Persona. And yeah. It's great. It's really fun to see him doing that. And that would be great. Hint, hint, Image approaching CBS to put out the Jack Benny Show. But that's another thing completely.
Oh, I think it'll happen. I mean, virtually everything will come out that can come out if there aren't legal complications. Also, Tell It to Groucho, an episode from Tell It to Groucho. Also, you can go on and on.
Yeah,
you can talk about this for hours. On the first volume set, there was one entire DVD that was dedicated and devoted to nothing but extras.
Yes, yes. And the alternate opening to The Twilight Zone that was done by Van Voorhees? What is it?
Westbrook Van Voorhees.
Right.
Westbrook Van Voorhees. There is a fifth dimension.
Sixth dimension.
Sixth dimension. And his delivery is hilarious.
Yeah, really.
Exactly. It's a slap you in the face. Watch this introduction, and you can see why they wisely chose Rod to be the host. So.
And, of course, for a while they were entertaining the notion of having Orson Welles be the narrator.
Oh, that would have been great as well.
And beyond that, The Liars Club, which was a short-lived game show. Short-lived when Rod Serling hosted it. It went on for many years in syndication after that.
Yeah.
But nearly a half hour of that game show with Rod hosting. In addition to the audio commentary tracks, there are on the fifth season set actual video interviews from several of the Twilight Zone participants. Plus, they got a lot of big names to come in and do audio commentary.
Just great stuff.
Absolutely.
It's sad that the state of affairs today in archives and of the studios is the big motion picture studios finally realize the importance of their past and of their film libraries, and they're doing restoration as quickly as possible. But it seems that TV is again the redheaded stepchild, and it should not be looked at that way. It should be something, especially, let's say, from the last 30, 40 years, there shouldn't be a doubt as to where the material is or the quality and so forth. So they really need to concentrate more on archiving.
Plus, it's completely illogical from a historic sense to have, for instance, a special edition of Smokey and the Bandit with tons of extras and audio commentary and whatnot. And that's a Universal Studios film.
Yeah.
But absolutely nothing for a classic show like Columbo.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Which is outrageous because Peter Falk is available for audio commentary and would do the audio commentary for Columbo. And he's, 78 years old?
And
now,
if you've seen him
like
on talk shows, he's fabulously entertaining, for lack of a better term.
Right. He was just on the Conan O'Brien show recently. You're right. He's a great raconteur, and he has tremendous insights into the character of Columbo. Now that Universal is owned by NBC, of course, Columbo originally aired on the NBC Mystery Movie in the 1970s, and they would have access, I would assume, to certain film material in terms of promos and commercials and things like that. And if they don't, that sort of material is readily available from collectors.
And don't make the mistake of letting your star pass away before you get their valuable insight recorded on these shows.
That's correct.
We'll never get to hear Don Adams talking about Get Smart.
Yep.
We're never going to get to hear, except for the recorded interviews that Mark Scott Zakrie did, Burgess Meredith talk about his lengthy career and all the different shows he did. So get them while they're hot, guys. Get them now.
Right.
It's very important to the future.
But it's amazing to neglect such a historic TV series like Columbo. We've already discussed Night Gallery, and our views are well known on that subject. But Columbo was such a remarkable show when you have creators such as William Levinson and William Link, who are two of the greatest writers in the history and producers in the history of television, and a star like Peter Falk with the amazing career that he's had that spanned over 45 years. And this is a show that basically started, well, Steven Spielberg directed the first episode mm-hmm. of Columbo, which was, a murder by the book. It was murder by the book. Which starred Martin Milner and Jack Cassidy, mm-hmm. which is a classic episode. And that episode was written by Stephen Bochco.
All right.
And, of course, we know what's happened to Stephen Bochco's career. And also another writer on Columbo was Stephen J. Cannell, who went on to become an enormously successful producer-writer, the creator of The A-Team, Wise Guy, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So a show like Columbo that has had so much impact not only on television viewers, television history, and the television industry in terms of the people that it spawned, and to be completely ignored and neglected and just have Universal Studios put the DVDs out as though it's I don't know, what America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
You know, we would probably get audio commentary for that.
Sure.
You know, you're going to have Bob Saget.
You got to have Bob Saget commentary.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, that's not it. That's not it. Nope, that's not it either. Why can't I find what I'm looking for? I'm Jim Benson, host of TV Time Machine, a radio show about classic television. That was me just a few years ago, searching endlessly in a futile attempt to find a website dedicated exclusively to TV shows on DVD. That's not it. Nah, that's not it either. Will this ever end? Wait a minute. Could it be? Yes, that's it. TVshowsondvd.com. Yes, that moment changed my online life forever. Because TVshowsondvd.com offers the most comprehensive coverage regarding your favorite TV shows on DVD, featuring a heavenly mix of facts and information, exclusive news regarding release dates, production content and cover art, not to mention a vast archive of DVD reviews and commentary. So turn your internet frustration into true digital bliss. Log on to TVshowsondvd.com. It's a revelation.